Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so we were told this was going to happen by the GM of the Indianapolis Colts, Chris Ballard. This is Chris Ballard at the Combine a couple of weeks ago. Anthony Richardson, of course, the fourth overall pick in the draft, same year C.J. Stroud was drafted. He was their, has been their anointed starting quarterback each of the last two seasons. He's gotten injured in a big-time way each of those two seasons. And when he's been on the field, as we know on this show, because Seth has a tracker for this, he rarely cracks the 50% mark when it comes to completion percentage, right?
Right, yes, yeah. And when he does, it's because they run the hell out of him, at which point he ends up getting injured.
Yes.
Yeah, there's just zero that's reliable or dependable about him. You don't know whether he's going to be available for a game, and you don't know when in the middle of a series he's going to pull himself out of the game.
He might tap out.
Yeah.
Like he did.
Oh, he's the best.
He's the best. Well, then now it gets fun. Here was Chris Ballard at the Combine saying, no, we're going to have some quarterback competition.
Look, it's got to be the right guy to create real competition, but we want to create real competition. I think it's good for the team. I think it's good for Anthony. When we drafted Anthony High knowing it was going to take some time, all right? And we knew there's going to be some hiccups along the way. And it's you know, I know we all want a finished product right now. I do. You do. Fans do. We all do. But I think as he continues to progress in his young career, us adding competition, I think will help up everybody's game.
And that competition, my friends, is the blank stare of Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Yes.
The most notable thing he's done in the NFL was supposedly being romantically linked to Kay Adams for a spell.
Oh, yeah, last
year. That all fell through. She probably went out to one dinner with him and was like, ugh. I'm not going to sacrifice my professionalism for this.
No, I'm on an uptick. Yeah, I do not need to attach myself to a bad quarterback.
Chris Ballard there saying that they knew it was going to be a long haul and a long project for him. I would remind Chris Ballard, I'm reading a headline from August 15th, 2023. Colts rookie Anthony Richardson named starter for the 2023 season. Yeah. Long haul, my butt.
Yeah.
You guys, don't stop. Stop feeding me candy and telling me lies. You guys thought you had like, oh, C.J. Stroud's still mired in a competition down there in Houston. Boy, we've got Anthony Richardson ready for prime time. Let's do this.
Yeah. It may just be that he's not good.
Pat McAfee will never cancel his season tickets.
Right? Right? Someone is saying on here, okay, so Daniel Jones, let me get this text out of the way on Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, and see if you agree with this, Seth. True or false, Seth is more excited about the Colts signing Daniel Jones than any of the moves the Texans have made so far in free agency. Tell the truth,
point. What? Yeah, I'm not going to deny that.
No, a bad signing by your opponents is just as good as a good signing by your own team, right?
And I think it is going to be a genuine quarterback competition. And it's depressing.
Oh.
You know, if you're a Colts fan, good. We brought in real and genuine competition.
Yeah.
A veteran quarterback. Who is it? Is it Aaron Rodgers? No, it's Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Did you trade for Saquon Barkley? No, nothing even close to that.
No. Yeah, we got somebody from the Giants, a recent New York Giant. Ooh, Saquon? No. No, Daniel Jones.
Well, yeah, no, but at least Saquon Barkley would be, he brings out the best in Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
no,
oh, yeah, yeah.
They don't even
have that. Yep. I honestly think the Daniel Jones signing is good for the Colts. I see him a lot like Flacco in playing style without winning experience. He's going to end up being their starter. Now, he may very well end up being their starter, but that will be because Anthony Richardson is either still bad at throwing the football or injured. Those are the two things he's been very prolific at since he got into the NFL, getting injured and throwing incompletions. Daniel Jones, I mean, I do not see him like Joe. Like, Joe Flacco is a big-armed, pocket guy, pretty immobile, big, you know. Joe Flacco would have been the bee's knees back in, like, 1995 in the NFL.
And Flacco
had a good career and everything. I'm not trying to poo-poo Joe Flacco. Daniel Jones is actually a good fit for what Shane Steichen likes to do with quarterbacks in terms of his skill set. I just don't think ultimately you need to be able to throw the football, and he's just not very good at that.
Daniel Jones is the classic guy that you probably knew in high school who could run real fast, and you might, if you had a high school combine or something, you might say, oh, wow, this guy's got it all.
Yeah.
But it's like, I know he can't dance. There's no way in hell he can dance. Like, not a lick.
No.
You know, like, he just can't tie it all together as a quarterback. So there's impressive things that he's done. And if he is competing, they do have Jonathan Taylor, obviously. Like, he's not Saquon Barkley, but there are some. I would put the odds on opening day starter on Daniel Jones right now.
Okay.
I think Chris Ballard thinks that Anthony Richardson needs to feel the sting of actual competition.
Yep.
And I think Daniel Jones will win the competition in training camp when they're looking at things about, okay, how reliable is he? How much can we count on this guy to do what we're asking him to do?
Yeah.
I think Daniel Jones wins initially. And until he has a rough stretch, Anthony Richardson's the backup.
Okay, it's funny. There are odds out on this right now. There are odds out on who the Colts' starting quarterback will be in week one. And then there's odds on which Colt will start the majority of the games during the 2025 regular season. That's exactly how these two wagers are worded. Anthony Richardson is a pretty heavy favorite to be the week one starter, minus 250. You got to risk 250 to win 100. Daniel Jones is the underdog. If you truly believe in that, Seth, you have a chance to get some value here with Daniel Jones at plus 170. But Daniel Jones is the favorite to start the majority of the games during the season. So those two odds, and it's like a coin flip, but Daniel Jones minus 140, Anthony Richardson even money to start a majority of the games. So what the narrative that it's shaped by these two wagers is that Anthony Richardson is going to get every shot to be the starter in week one, but he's not going to be able to stay on the field. Whether it's through performance or injury, he will not be able to stay on the field.
I think that Ballard genuinely does want Anthony Richardson to have actual competition. He's acknowledged what actual veteran players on the Colts have said, that Anthony Richardson just wasn't mature enough and didn't understand what it took to be an NFL quarterback. So I think he really wants Anthony Richardson to show that he's won a competition. He was benched last year, and he only came back in because Flacco was so bad. It wasn't like he really earned his way back on it. It's not like in the middle of the season for a few weeks, oh, I took notes in meetings, now I'm ready to go.
Right.
If you go to what happened with Bryce Young last year, Bryce Young didn't have the maturity issues that Anthony Richardson had, but it was good for Bryce Young to sit and learn and see it from that perspective.
Yeah.
It's a different nature, but I think he genuinely needed some time out, and he came back and he played a lot better. So I'll have to make that wager.
Is there anything that's happened with AFC South teams so far in free agency that makes you feel like, oh man, that team is closing the gap on the Texans? And I'm not saying the Texans are this finished product that should be held on a pedestal. Obviously not. They're doing a lot of the right things, but compared to the elite teams, there's obviously still a noticeable gap.
Yeah.
But as far as the AFC South, I would submit there's a noticeable gap still between the Texans and everybody else. And this quarterback mess The Colts, I think, have the best roster out of those other three teams, but this is a mess. This fourth overall pick that you drafted two picks after C.J. Stroud, that you're bringing Daniel Jones in, who had one good season under Brian Daboll, got paid, and then turned right back into a pumpkin. I mean, like, horrible. But, like, they let him go. He requested to get waived in the middle of last season while getting paid $40 million a year by the Giants. The Jags made some moves, but they've been getting more panned for the moves, I think, than lauded for the moves.
Or at the very least, they've really spent a lot of money, questionably.
Yeah. Questionably, that's a good
Eric Murray got 3 years, $22 million. So I don't think the Jaguars have done anything that really puts fear in my heart at all. Maybe they improved as a team.
The Titans are just
The Titans lost Harold Landry. I mean, Harold Landry isn't as good as he used to be, but he's still one of their better players. They signed Dan Moore, the offensive tackle, and with their rookie from last year, that's probably a much better situation for them.
Mm-hmm.
But there is still the question of quarterback and who is your quarterback.
J.C. Latham, the other tackle. Yes.
Yeah, if they signed Aaron Rodgers, then yeah, that would raise my eyebrows. I'm not optimistic that Aaron Rodgers still has 17 games left in him. I think he still has good football. I saw it with my own eyes, Sean.
Yep.
I saw him play really good football for a half against the Texans last year.
Yep.
But he's got to stay healthy for 17 games. It's something. It would be intriguing. That would be the only thing that would really move the needle on other teams in the AFC.
Yeah. Like that. I mean, and I think that's part of what allows you to do a total teardown of your offensive line as your major project is like, okay, you know, this may be a multi-year project getting this offensive line. It will be. They're not going to rebuild it in what they view as the perfect image in 1 year.
Yeah.
They'll improve it because it's hard not to improve it from what it was last year. But the division that you're in does allow you to do some of these things. Like, oh, yeah, we can totally knock down our garage and build a new garage. Look at all these other janky houses in our neighborhood here.
Well, as far as something you said during the break, because we've talked about, you know, tearing it down to the studs on the offensive line and rebuilding, mm-hmm. you made the perfect analogy, Sean. I congratulate you for it.
Thank you.
But I'm going to deliver it on air and get the glory, like any good manager would.
The floor is yours.
So
I had this idea.
People outside of Houston are really—they're aghast that Texans fans are happy about the departure of Laremy Tunsil,
right?
Because they're saying that was the one good thing you had in pass protection last year. How could you do it? Texans fans are saying, all right, there's a lot that comes with Laremy Tunsil that you don't know because you didn't have to watch him week in and week out and the way he operates, not just on the field, but the influence he has on guys like Titus Howard, the way he took no responsibility for his false starts ever, would basically insinuate that it was the center's fault, even though it wasn't the center's fault for any of the other offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things, the sum total of it was, people are saying, yeah, I'm happy to get rid of it. So the analogy of tearing down the house to the studs is, basically, the Texans bought a teardown in Spring Valley Village.
Mm-hmm.
You tear it down, and people are looking at the lot and saying, oh, my gosh, what did you do? I can't believe you did that. Well, yeah, idiot. We've got blueprints for a new house we're building.
Thank you.
All right? It's not – yeah, we're not going to – hey, you know what? We don't have to play the Chiefs in a divisional playoff game tomorrow.
Yeah,
unless there's a pandemic again and they try to just accelerate everything.
That's exactly
so,
right.
Yeah, right now, if the Texans have to go out and play the Chiefs in a divisional playoff game tomorrow, I'm pooping my pants. Maybe literally.
Yeah.
But that's not, there's work to be done here.
There is.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
There's good points being made on the text line, the Jim Adler text line. This is one of them here, I thought. I love Nick Caserio's bold moves to get rid of Tunsil and Shaq Mason and Kenyon Green, but now's the hard part, and Nick hasn't proven he can add good linemen yet, so I'm a little bit worried. I guess we'll see. And I think that is a fair criticism, is that this very offensive line that you're tearing down was largely handpicked or contract extended by Nick Caserio. So these are some big transactions for him coming up here.
Yeah.
Picking the replacements.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's almost like when a communist regime falls and a nation has capitalism for the first time, it doesn't go so pretty. It's not as simple as, you know, when the Soviet Union fell, you go over to Russia a couple years later and they're looking around like, I'd really like a dictator, maybe. this Putin fella
seems like free markets are not what I thought they would be.
Some promise. Yeah. It's not always so simple. There's disarray. So you got to figure out a way to adopt capitalism without massive and severe depression on the offensive
line. Good call. Yes. Yeah. Text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Seems like Nick has had to have had conversations with Laramie's replacement before trading him away. Nick has to have a plan, and this isn't it yet. I don't think they traded Laramie Tunsil, and then the next sentence to come out of Nick's mouth was, all right, let's see who's available here. You know, like,
right.
There's a wide-ranging plan here that where there's a teardown and identifying solutions going on at the same time, obviously.
If we make this just about Laramie Tunsil, which in a lot of ways it is, Kenyon Green and Shaq Mason were not good at their jobs last year.
Yeah.
Laramie Tunsil, for all of his faults, was still really, really good as a pass protector. Mm-hmm. And he improved as a run blocker, I would argue, at least for over half of the season. Mm-hmm. So what the plan has to be, probably in the short term, is that in clearing up that cap space with Laramie Tunsil's money, that if you can get three solid, dependable NFL offensive linemen that aren't going to go to Pro Bowls or anything else, like Laken Tomlinson, for instance, that's better than having one PFF pass grade hero, Laramie Tunsil, and then four other guys that you can't depend on. Because that's the way the offensive line works. There's just been many, many offensive lines that have been very good without having superstars on them, and that's the sum total of it all. And in trying to build that kind of a mentality, at least in the short term, it's also really hard to do when you got a diva offensive lineman. A rarity, mind you. Very rare for there to be anything like a diva offensive lineman, and yet Laramie Tunsil pulled it off.
He did.
Kudos to him.
He did. He did. And Washington's going to learn. They're going to find out. they love their new guy. They're going to find out.
Well, they can be. I think Cliff Kingsbury and him are going to have an awesome time at Coachella.
Yeah.
They'll probably go to Burning Man and get one of those glamping tents, you know, where the Silicon Valley types go and pretend they're hippies for a few days. Yeah.
Those look fun, actually.
They do look fun. Yeah. I'm like, oh, look at these jerk rich people acting like they're hippies.
Right.
They
no, they're
a good time.
As long as you're not acting like you're doing something rustic or outdoorsy while you're doing it. Understand, it's a hotel room that just, it's shaped like a tent is basically what it is.
Yeah. It's got air conditioning.
It's beautiful.
It's got Beyonce. Yeah, it's got all
hot
these
tubs,
things.
Hot
all
tubs.
These things that really help you get in touch with the universe as you take your shrooms. Yeah.
Right, right. Exactly. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Well, let's get to some headlines in the next segment here. We'll circle back to yesterday's doings with the Texans, the big Kenyon Green trade. Signings of some prominent former Texans going on yesterday. Rockets tonight, Astros win. We got a lot to get to in headlines. We'll do that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.